You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Jeffrey Radcliffe, mission controller and CEO of PostLaunch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, and social media management. Jeffrey, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for letting me come on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. Good to have you. So first of all, why aren't your search rankings the end all be all of web presence marketing?
Absolutely. Well, let me answer your question at a high level, first of all. The term web presence marketing is really all encompassing on everything that has to do with online visibility, whether it's your brand, your website, your service, yourself. We focus on all aspects of web presence marketing. Now, I specifically like to talk about how search engine rankings aren't the most important way to find people anymore. It is still very important to the overall mix. However, we look at search engine rankings and specifically search engine optimization as roughly 20% of the total effort to give you maximum visibility online. And what I mean by that is I really want people to sort of think about how they actually consume information online. Unless you're looking for something very specific, you probably actually don't do a Google search that often. And a lot of times when you're looking for a piece of research or you're looking for something that's already been referred to you by someone else, a new restaurant, a doctor, a dentist, something that you are really trying to find just location information. So what we look at when we're marketing a firm, a company, an organization, an individual is creating dozens and dozens of touch points on the internet. Now, this might mean we create a robust outreach social profile for them, so people who are consuming on major social websites like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. We go through and we actually spend a lot of time doing video for a lot of our clients. The din of textual information on the internet is so great these days that what works really, really well for us is to plop someone in front of a video camera. Now, what we do with that, when somebody sits down and tells us about their story, tells us about their product themselves, we actually take those videos and we edit them into consumable content for sites like YouTube, sites like Vimeo, sites like Google+, even Facebook lets you upload videos directly to it these days. Or we'll take a single piece of video and then actually transcribe all of the content. So everything that's actually spoken, we then write all that same information on their own website, which gives their website all the information, all the content that it needs to rank well in the search engines, but also gives humans, search engines do their best to replicate, but a lot of times they kind of fall a little bit short. It gives humans the opportunity to actually interact with the individuals behind a company or, the individuals behind a brand or the individuals themselves if they're trying to gain notoriety on a celebrity status type of campaign with us. It's been very, very effective for us in so much as if somebody sits down and tries to come up with their own blog article, their own things to tweet about, their own things to talk about on the internet, it becomes incredibly difficult. One of the things that we found being the most successful and most effective from a time perspective is for someone to simply turn on their webcam and talk about what's interesting for them today. So today I woke up and what was interesting for me is the fact that I got to speak with you on this program. So if I were, to be effective, and actually probably right after this, I'll go ahead and turn on my webcam and talk about what it was like to be on this program. I then have one of my writers on our team go through and transcribe that whole video session. They'll syndicate it through most of the normal video syndication sites, like I mentioned. But also, I've got a nice written prose of what this whole experience is like and what I hope to gain from it, and how easy it was to to speak to you about the things we had to speak about today. So effectively, I'll take 5 minutes and create what could turn into a 1,500 or 2,000 word blog article, which are snatched up quite well online.
Quite interesting. Now, what is the point of maintaining a social media campaign?
When we look at a social media campaign, there's one thing that we found in our efforts, and this sort of dives back a little bit to search engine popularity overall, that search engines actually do like to see you have an active social media profile. There are so many companies that have built websites over the years, and many, many, many of them are out of business or inactive. A lot of times you'll come across a site or you'll try to find something, you'll see the site isn't even up anymore. For search engines, if they're delivering you a dead company or a dead product or a dead website, they haven't done their job. When you think about it, the job of Google and the job of Yahoo and the job of Bing is to serve you, the customer, exactly what you're looking for. If they're giving you incorrect information or out-of-date information, they haven't done their job, and you as a customer become unhappy. So a lot of the search engines actually take into account whether or not you have an active social profile. Just as anybody who's done the research knows, it's important to keep content on your site fresh, generally done through blogging or video blogging or even press releases going out on your site. But social media just takes it a step further. If you're actively posting, and there are some best practices, we sort of adhere to 2 daily Facebook posts and 4 daily tweets, and 1 daily Google Plus post to keep ourselves up to speed and really sort of showcase to the search engines, showcase to any other bots or sites that are looking at our site that, yes, we are an active company, we are an active site, and we really, really do we do want people to come visit our site. We do want people to do business with us because we're here and we're ready to interact with them.
Now, you had mentioned video creation earlier. How can utilizing videos create compelling content? Take that a little further.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is one of the things that is so easy. I encourage everybody to do this, is to do a 10-day video challenge where you as a business owner, as a business manager, even an employee in a business, sit down in front of your webcam on your laptop, take out your smartphone, and film yourself talking about something for less than 2 minutes that you find interesting at your workplace, at your job, in your industry. What this does is it creates a great video library. And if somebody can take, 30 minutes a day for 10 days to create 10 actual videos, they really position themselves extremely, extremely well to be respected as an industry video talent. I always tell them to take those 10 videos and imagine trying to write 10 blogs in over the course of, what would that be? We've got 30 minutes to be able to write it. I'm sorry, to be able to record it, edit it potentially, upload it to YouTube, give it a description, and link it back to your website or your blog or whatever you've got going. But in the same amount of time, it would be virtually impossible to sit down and write 10 blog articles over 5 hours, because we know that we have the research and the background and citations and backlinks and anchor text that all go into a specific blog article. But by taking 5 hours, somebody could easily record 10 videos of themselves engaging. Now, it's so much faster and so much quicker than sitting down and traditional writing, because you'll find it's really quite easy to find something that you find interesting. And we do this for dozens and dozens of our clients. We bring them in and say, we'll sit them down, very little prep time, we'll keep it nice and informal, we'll put a camera on them and say, tell me something interesting that happened in your business this week. And one of the things that we find is if they find it interesting, their audience will find it interesting. We've been in a bad habit for many, many years of dumbing down content, making sure that what's being delivered to people is sort of the lowest common denominator. And you'll see a lot of that in, let's say the non-emergency medical space, specifically we'll talk about dental, where you'll see posts, social posts, blog posts, don't forget to floss, don't forget to floss, don't forget to floss. We all know that. We've all been told that our whole lives. Grabbing a relevant piece of information, like the fact that you actually shouldn't brush your teeth 30 minutes after drinking a glass of red wine because your enamel is weakened by some of the chemicals that are in traditional red wines, is far more compelling and far more interesting to an adult audience than one yet another reminder to floss your teeth. So what we do is we get somebody and, you know, we'll find an interesting topic. We'll sit them down. We'll say, hey, okay, here, these are five things that are interesting or five things that are trending. I want you to talk for 2 minutes on each one. And keep those videos to a single topic, but it gives a lot of content that we can push out. Now, 10 pieces of video could easily be a year's worth of video content for, you know, your average company, your average individual. But they're there, they're set, they can recycle them, they can use them again. And the beauty of digital video is, you know, one keystroke and it's gone, it's deleted. You can do it again, you can update it, you can change it, you can modify it. So it actually works extremely well for somebody looking to gain more visibility online.
Today we are joined by Jeffrey Radcliffe, Mission Controller and CEO of Post Launch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, and social media management here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeffrey, how do I get the best reach for my online content?
The best thing to do is to consider all the options. Keep your content interesting. Make sure that you're not just catering to what's trending, what's out there. There's things that people will find interesting, and show your excitement. At the end of the day, if a single piece of content is written and it goes onto your website, it goes onto your blog, it goes onto your social, also take the time to syndicate it through proper syndication channels. There's so many out there, and someone can just look up online best places to syndicate content for free. But some of the sites that we like to use include Dig, Delicious, StumbleUpon, Tumblr, Tagged, Reddit. All these are great sources to be able to syndicate content, which then gets picked up by the audience, the world at large, if there's something actually truly compelling and interesting about what you're saying.
Lastly, what are some opportunities for do-it-yourself solutions in regards to online web presence marketing?
In regard to do-it-yourself solutions, the great thing to do, and I challenge everyone to do this, and I sort of mentioned the 10-day video challenge. Here's what I would like everyone to do. For the next 10 business days, sit down, take 5 minutes, and write a list of things that you find interesting right now. If you can't come up with 10, give yourself 5 and then revisit it in a week. But what I want everybody listening to do is go through and record 10 videos. Record them from their iPhone, record them from their Android, record them from their desktop or their laptop. If they have a nice camera, sit down and record them. Don't overproduce them. Don't do anything specific. Find something that's interesting to you and talk about it on camera. Now, it might take a little bit of practice to get yourself comfortable, but don't feel bad. Don't worry about the production quality of these videos. So this, as a do-it-yourself takeaway, record 10 videos, put them all on YouTube. Punch them all up there. Write a description that's at least 2 paragraphs long for each one. And then make sure that those are all linked back onto your own website, whether they go to your main pages, your FAQ pages, your About Us pages, or your blog pages. Just link them back to your site. That in and of itself will give people a huge, massive leg up if they're actually doing the things that they need to be doing. If they're a quality company with intelligent leaders and intelligent people on board, that'll shine through in a lot of these videos. And it shouldn't take long. Once the process is down, it literally should take 10 minutes for them to go through this whole process and have it all buttoned up. So it's a great do-it-yourself thing. I really, really encourage everyone that we work with to get in the habit of doing their own video blogging.
Well, such valuable information for our business owners that anyone could apply right away. Certainly appreciate this information, Jeffrey. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Post-Launch Online.
Absolutely. My website is postlaunch, postlaunch.co. We're a .co, not a .com. Check us out online. You can give us a call as well at 702-800-2131. Our staff is based here in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we're on Pacific time, but we've got a full team here who can answer any questions you've got. Or people can actually reach out to me through the site, if they fill out the contact form or call and ask, or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @postlaunchco.
Jeffrey, once again, thanks so much for joining us. Certainly has been a privilege to have spoken with you today, and all the success to you in Post-Launch.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jeffrey Radcliffe, Mission Controller and CEO of Post-Launch, a web presence marketing firm specializing in SEO, on-site content creation, keyword-rich content creation, and social media management. And once again, the website of reference is postlaunch.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.